Christ Jesus, make our eyes sensitive to all the good you've given to us, and help us to be good people who bring you glory. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Welcome to the Keith and the Girl Comedy Talk Show. Find us on keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. Mike Kaplan is here, not lying, another truth, Micah Fox.
Hooray!
It's all true.
You did it, Keith. You named us.
Thank you. Today's show is brought to you by...
Actually, your parents named you. Anyway.
That was, just in case you didn't know, that wasn't me, everybody. That was Chemda doing a really great impression of me.
I know. It was strange because I was looking at Mike and his lips weren't moving.
I'm a ventriloquist now.
This show is brought to you by Cam's Amazing Cancer Blog, where you can follow a Keith and the Girl listener's journey with leukemia and find out how you can save someone's life by becoming a bone marrow donor. You can find more information at camsmith78.wordpress.com.
I'll bone their marrow. Inappropriate.
Do you? How's the last Comic Standing tour? You're on that now, right?
That is correct. It
you,
is...
You and the last... all five finalists, right?
Yeah, the four people who didn't win and the winner. And then also there's other people who didn't win too, but they're not on the tour.
How do they know how the lineup is? Is it based on the final count of the votes at the end?
In general, yeah, they started out by saying it's going to go 5-4-3-2-1.
Okay.
But then that would have me hosting all the time. So
now it's a 20-sided die.
Yes. I pulled it out because I have them from my Dungeons and Dragons past. And we basically do two hit points minus something that I never actually played Dungeons and Dragons. Roy, actually, who came in third, now hosts most of the shows because either he likes to do it or they like him to do it. And
is that insulting? Is the host spot? Because why? Initially, you said the host spot is for the fifth person, so that would be the last runner-up.
Yes.
Right? So now, why is he getting that spot?
I think just because he is. They like his energy, is what I've heard. He is. He's a very affable host. I'd say when I was hosting, it was fine. I enjoyed it, but there are definitely. I think he is more accessible to more audiences.
I see. Okay, so it's just a better position for his personality because the host has to keep the show moving and bring up the energy if the energy happened to go down. All right, so he's not offended by this.
I don't know. He hasn't said that he is.
That's what he's going to walk around saying. I can't believe this fucking tour that I'm finally on, and now I have to host.
Yeah, you should have him on the show. Maybe he will tell you
all right
how he feels.
Does the audience, are the comics doing the same jokes that people heard on TV already, and does the audience mind?
Most of the comics are at least doing I'd say a good portion of jokes that were not on the TV. Okay. So I'd say the show overall, if you watched all the season, you will see a show that is more than half new.
Have you ever done a joke on this tour and you can tell you didn't get the audience reaction you wanted because they saw it on TV?
I'm not a psychic, but, you know, based on speculation, yes, I think sometimes that is the case.
He doesn't want to answer this at all unscientifically. He's like, if I say yes, and then that's not the truth.
You will not prove anything.
How much percent of the audience is laughing because El Magato must have seen you on tour. Roy is way funnier in person than on that show.
Where was that? Where did they, you know where they are from?
D.E.
Delaware.
Did you do a show in Delaware where that would make sense? Where Roy was particularly good.
I think Roy is particularly good. I think Roy does a great job everywhere we go, except Delaware. So this is a liar.
This is so weird because you so shit on comics that we were so waiting for you to shit on this person. So good question.
Chemda is going to be doing Kids Day at Lauren's Haunted House.
That's right. Kids Day is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's in the Nightmare House. You can go to Nightmare New York to get your tickets. NightmareNewYork.com.
I've been in this haunted house. There's a fun house, then the haunted house. And the fun house has a clown, has a woman that gives birth to a clown. The clown comes out of the mom's vagina.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Goes back, horrifying.
Goes back to the mom. And starts playing with her pussy by taking his thumb and massaging her clit.
So Kids Day is...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I was walking through the haunted house because Lauren is producing Kids Day. It's her ideas and stuff. So I was walking through the house to help her with the ideas. And we're like, what the fuck are we going to do with this huge clown room? So I think there's just going to be curtains, and behind the curtains is the clown. They're just going to be walking through that room.
I would hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's time the kids learn where they come from and what to what to do next.
You should change it to have a clown being brought by a stork. And then the clown will play with the stork's clit.
I'm going to let them know that, and maybe that's what you guys will see this Saturday. I'll probably be making balloons for the kiddies, either in the beginning of the haunted house or the end. If not, I'll be one of the actors in the middle, but most likely I'll be doing balloons. So come say hi. The tickets are pretty reasonable, you know, pretty cheap, pretty good.
Are people supposed to masturbate in this haunted house? Like, this, it's horrifying to me, but it sounds like more perversion than horror.
That's the thing that kind of sticks out. The clown.
The clitoris.
Yes, the clown clit. But everything else is more haunted than.
Oh. Is it only one clown comes out, or is it like a whole bunch of them?
That'd just be something. 20 clowns come out.
Your pussy's haunted. I ain't going in there.
There's a story from Idaho, and the story is, you know, you're supposed to be disgusted. And I'm really not. Idaho officials have forced two enterprising vendors to shut down their front yard Halloween pumpkin stand because they didn't have a proper permit. The offenders are Dan and Cammy, and they are ages 4 and 6. You're supposed to think, oh, that's disgusting. I get, do people think that police officers really, fuck you, no. I'm just okay. Fuck you.
Do you think that they're spinning it like maybe their parents are selling it, but they're letting their kids sell it to draw? Yeah, yeah.
Child labor laws have been broken.
That's what I'm saying. In New York, anyway, you see these kids selling on the subway and things like that. And then if you have the time to stick around and watch what happens, they go over to their parents.
Yeah, it's depressing.
You're going to jail, kids, if the handcuffs are made small enough.
Yeah, I've seen little girls like on the train, and they're like dressed in like little mini skirts and like have makeup on, you know, to sell candy, and they go to their mom who's also wearing those clothes, and right. I'm like, it's disgusting on the both of you. You should split the age difference and get a professional stripper to sell candy.
You can't just sell these lemonade stands just because you're a kid. You don't know what's going on. Maybe the parents are making the kids do that.
They're not filling out the proper tax forms.
Right.
I think certain lemonade stands, and probably most, if not all of them, are fine. They're usually selling it for about 5 cents, 10 cents maybe. They're usually not making any more than $5 or $10 a day, and it's adorable. And I try to stop for every lemonade stand I pass.
And if you know how many people do that? Millions of people times 5 cents each equals some number.
Well, I don't like it.
The number's going to pop up any minute now in our feedback.
It doesn't matter the age. Yeah, you need a permit. That's the end of it.
So let me ask you this. You have kids, and they come up to you, Keith, and they say, we want a lemonade stand.
Let me try it.
You give them the forms?
How old are they?
They're 5. You had twins.
Probably the parents have to fill out the forms at that point.
Yeah, I would fill out the forms.
You'd fill out the forms for their lemonade stand.
No, I wouldn't. No, you twisted my words around. Obviously, I would fill out the forms. They wouldn't, but I wouldn't let this happen.
You wouldn't let your kids have a lemonade stand?
No.
Here's a delier.
No, why would I? Yeah, I'd let it happen. And you know what? Why even? Yes, I encourage them to talk to strangers this one time. No.
Also, if you get an allowance for chores, then your parents should go to jail for... Right. Like we're saying.
Child labor.
Yeah, I believe that's what Micah alluded to earlier.
By saying child labor. Right. It wasn't so much an allusion as a direct statement.
First of all, any money you make during a lemonade stand would also go towards the house. Telling you that.
Look, kids, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, but then don't sell it.
You can have your business, but don't ask for extra lunch money.
Where are these pumpkins coming from? Maybe there's an issue we haven't looked into.
Yeah, I'll tell you where. The Taliban. This is funding terrorism. It's already too many questions. I don't like it. Just play around the yard. What's so bad? I paid a lot for that yard. You know?
Yeah, you have the rest of your life to sell pumpkins. Now's your childhood.
Here's one of the major reasons I'm glad Keith and I are not together. He is now going to have kids, because I really believe that it was me that was stopping us from having kids.
Wait, really?
Yes. He was now, and I don't care if he negates this or what, I believe this truly in my heart. He is now going to have kids. I believe that truly in my heart. And I cannot wait until he tries to be the strictest dad in the world. I can't wait to see this.
It's one way or the other with Henda. I don't think my kid needs to have a lemonade stand So now I'm the strictest dad in the world. Kendall will let their kids do whatever, anything you want. You got to live and you got to learn.
You can sell pumpkins or lemons or...
I'm crazy.
Why wouldn't anyone should have a lemonade stand? You supervise them, Keith. You don't just say, have a nice day, I'm off to work.
No, that'll lead to drugs, Micah. Stop it.
Are you really having kids now?
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
I'm pregnant. No. I mean, Kendall's just saying that.
You guys going to have kittens?
Me and Kat have little kittens. Chemda's convinced. How many kids am I going to have?
Chemda? At least two.
Let's play MASH and find out.
What's that?
Where you live in a mansion, an apartment, a shack, or a house.
Oh, and then you...
And then you pick names of different girls you like and different jobs you want. And then you, yeah.
I remember doing that a while ago. I got the Demi Moore.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Chemda, enjoy... Enjoy not taking care of your not kids.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord.
Enjoy buying all your illegal lemonade.
You don't know what somebody's drinking. Next thing you know, because my kid wanted to have a lemonade stand, somebody owns my house.
God. Also, is there any government regulation of what if you get sick on that lemonade?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Or poop or something gross in.
What if it's actually pee and your kids just didn't know? They said, yellow, I'll put it in this cup.
Some yellow-aid? Yeah. And you're like, oh, that's so cute. You mean lemonade. And then you're like, bleh.
If you let your kids sell piss, something bad should happen to you. That is your fault. Supervise your kids.
Yeah. What's wrong with people? People complain about McDonald's. Just watch over your kids, people. Why is this so hard?
Watch over your kids, and then they won't work at McDonald's. Right? No?
Hey, speaking of scary, let me mention this.
Unless you work at McDonald's,
Then they will.
You probably have too many kids to watch. No offense. That covers it, right?
Who's out there listening who works at McDonald's?
Everybody, you're all set. There's how many restaurants?
Get back to the... You should probably be listening to the customers.
Right. Or your kids.
How did you guys find each other? I just picture this all day. You want some tea? Green or otherwise? Well, it all comes from green, right? I mean...
That's not true at all.
Do you want some?
We don't offer each other anything.
Yeah, no, none of it. Also, yes, there's different colors of teas. There's red tea and white tea.
Yeah, I wouldn't offer
tea.
You anything either because you start with the red tea, black tea, and all the lists of things.
You do picture like one of them snapping one day. Like, do you want some tea? I'll take some S. Do you want some fucking tea?
that's funny.
More like what it would be like.
That was a good impression. But see, Chemda, you said earlier, you're like, hey, Keith was like, can I get an apple? And you're like, I'll bring up apples. Does anybody want apples? And I was like, yeah. And I didn't start naming other fruits that I might like instead, like this weird looking squash.
You're having a slow day. I'm sorry, Mike.
When people offer me things, I say yes or no, whether I want them or not. Yes is for wanting and no is for not.
All right, I'm ready to break up.
Here's what I was going to say, and this is scary sexy. The Keith and the Girl Hottest Chick thread is now up. And we went through many different rounds. I think four rounds, if I'm not mistaken.
Is there a hottest dude thread?
Yes. Yeah, he hates mentioning it.
What's the point? But I'll tell you how to get on there.
What's
Mike.
The point? I'll tell you what the point is, yeah. Keith.
Uh-huh. It's for gay men. You're leaving out a whole section of men who like to look at men. Was that the point you were going to say?
Oh, I was going to mention something about Susan B. Anthony.
Sure.
Okay. Well, we didn't get that one, but...
You know, women's rights. I don't know what she does. Whatever.
She did women's rights? The girl on the dollar coin?
Listen, she's on a coin. That has something to do with women being powerful.
That was like... that was America's first affirmative action. They were like, we need a chick on a coin. How about one that nobody wants?
She was the world's first legal abortion, right?
Susan B. Anthony?
No, I think she grew up to full term.
Okay.
Okay, we'll find out next on Keith and the Girl.
Well, there's a hot chick thread if you want to go.
All right, hottest chick thread. What?
Who is the hottest?
Keith is having a heart attack.
It doesn't matter. Dear Keith and Chemda, my name is Hazel. I'm 23, sober, and I have a healthy amount of emotional involvement with this email. I went to my first live event in Pittsburgh last weekend, and I wanted to thank everyone for such a great time. I live in Pittsburgh, and I've been listening to the show for a little over 4 years. I don't really know anyone else that listens, and I'm not involved on the forums at all. Even hours before the start of the event, I questioned whether I should go at all since I would be by myself. Luckily, I mustered up my courage and went over to the altar bar on my own. Walking in, I saw you standing in the corner by the stage. That's you and me. I walked over with the mindset of saying hi to my friends and didn't really remember that you don't know me until I was actually standing right in front of you. But you didn't make it awkward, and I couldn't believe how nice and excited you both were to meet, quote, just another fan. When Uzi found me standing on my own, he immediately went out to find someone else by themselves for me to meet and hang out with. He's matchmaking. Ray DeVito introduced himself and was ridiculously friendly, introducing me to a bunch of his friends as well. Michael Carino chatted with me casually, and I Like Cheese, that's a guy's name, generously pulled me over to his group to meet his friends. Even Kyle Thompson introduced himself and invited me to hang out after the live show. Even. Kyle Thompson. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I should not have been so afraid to go on my own. If anyone thinks that a live event will be too nerve-wracking to fly solo, swallow your fear and show up. Everyone was so friendly, and I had no problem meeting people. So thanks, everyone, for a wonderful time. You showed me that meeting strangers from the internet is not scary at all.
Yeah. What a disservice you guys have
just
done.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. Buy your tickets for April 15th now, you lonely souls. Best regards, Hazel. P.S. Danny LaBelle is a fat fuck piece of shit.
Hazel.
A, it's Hazel. B, there's no way it says that on...
How do you
on
mean?
The email.
The second page didn't print out, but if I recall correctly.
Right. So, yeah, if we have any message, it's that you should listen to strangers on the internet and go meet them.
But
wherever.
Definitely don't have a lemonade stand, because that is dangerous.
But an online lemonade stand would be fine.
Do you guys remember this girl?
Hazel, yeah. She came up, we were on the side of the stage in the back. Well, I guess she just mentioned that, but she did mention that she was there by herself and she was nervous about it, and it was fine. She's sort of hippie-ish looking a little bit, really friendly person. So
dirty. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hazel, that's how I knew to correct him that it's not Hazel.
Hazel.
Also because Hazel's not a name and
Hazel
is.
Yeah, you know, from Hazel and Gretel.
Well, you never know because these forum names are kind of weird, so if it was spelt different, he might have been right, you know? But I knew that we met her named Hazel.
It sounded like a Jewish name to me.
Hazel.
Made sense to me.
Hazeltov.
Hey, what am I hearing about the old cake ass over there?
Cake ass?
Yeah. That's your new name.
Oh! I was thinking about it just this morning. I was like, how did I stick my ass on a cake in front of an audience?
Yeah.
And I've had no repercussions. How did I get away with that? And here we go. How did you hear about that, Keith?
I believe it was either Kyle or somebody that was at the the mic. It was an open mic with Diana Debra has it and Victor Varnado has it. And somehow it came up, if we get a cake, I don't know how this would come up, if we get a cake, somebody has to stick their ass in it. You know how shows go.
Like sit bare-assed in it. This is at the open mic at 10 p.m. at Bowery.
You don't want to ruin
your
pants.
My suspicion is Victor was watching some kind of like cake farts or whatever, you know, website where people stick their bare ass on a cake, and he goes up and I was like, you're gonna do that? He's like, yeah, well, you go get us a cake. And I remember being like, I'm not gonna go get you guys a cake, but I'll sit in it if you get one, like as a joke. Like, you know, to be like, I'm nobody's bitch. And then he's like on it, and I was like, you know what, yeah, tonight's like these shows, you know, people talk about someone painting a penis with their period blood and like taking craps on stage and all this. And there was this like surf reality thing where this kind of crazy shit used to happen and it doesn't happen anymore. And so when Victor was saying that, I was like, you know, I'll help kick off the party. Why not stick my ass in a cake? I can't do it once I'm famous.
So how did it happen? Did you pull down something, pull up something? What was...
Yeah, I was wearing these very jeans.
Okay.
And I walked up, dropped trow, stuck my ass in the cake.
Now, not only did she drop trow, she dropped trows, right?
Yeah, I wasn't wearing underwear. This was bare ass to cake. And it was an ice cream cake, too, which if you're going to sit in a cake, I recommend. Because that was exhilarating.
And then how do you just pull up your pants right after with all the schmutz?
No, my ass was covered in frosting. So I sort of like midway pulled it up. No, I could get to the bathroom and, clean off the delicate bits.
I'm amazed everybody's focusing on the cake. Everybody can see your vagina, right?
As I understand it, I imagine if you were up close, you could get a decent peek.
All right.
Were you facing them or were you facing away?
I was sideways, so the chair was facing sideways, so I sat down. Like, it wasn't like you could, give
stare
me
right into its eye.
Yeah, you couldn't give me an exam or anything, but...
Does anybody do that during the last Comic Standing shows?
I don't want to give anything away. But yes, you see Felipe's vagina.
Well, how did it feel afterwards? Liberating?
Whatever. Like, it was funny. It was funny at the time. And then I ended up...
You struck a blow for oppressed women everywhere who don't get to do that.
It's so funny how before you were like, did anything interesting happening this week? And I seriously thought about it and was like, nope. Nothing funny or interesting happened this week.
Just another day.
But the thing is, I was slated to go on and do some stand-up, like, only 20 minutes later. And so I had to be up there. Like, how do you follow sitting your ass in a cake? But
do you acknowledge the cake ass?
It's all I talked about the whole time. I have I actually videotaped that, so... If you want, I could send it over to you guys. You could put that on the website if you wanted.
You videoed the stand-up about the cake.
I videoed the stand-up about the cake. Oh, yeah. No.
Settle down, internet.
So you, after they see your vagina, I assume they see your breasts as well, right?
I did flash during my stand-up because I was like, how am I going to follow this? I was like, will this do it? No, I still stuck my ass in a cake.
You didn't tell me that part.
I got you.
You don't own my breasts, Kaplan.
But I own the knowledge of them being flashed.
I told you to come. You didn't come. You could have gotten that firsthand. I forgot.
Well, I'll fill you in, Mike.
Are you upset?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am being pretend upset for comic effect.
He's upset.
Right.
That was acting. I'm fine.
Then on the doing stand-up, she said, Mike was going to eat my ass when I got home, but Mike's vegan. So I'm going to find out tonight what he cares more about.
I was going to say, Mike, if you were in the audience, would you have helped her clean it via sexual things? But you can't.
You could touch it, right? Obvious sexual thing, like eat her ass.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a dairy product.
Well, here's the thing is, it was either going to, number one, she came. It's not like she came home and was like, eat my ass, there's ice cream cake in it. She came home and she was like, I'm drunk. Sleep. So we didn't get the chance to test it. But legitimately, you know, I mean, she cleared off most of it herself while she was there and into the garbage, I presume. So it's either going down, it's being wasted. Like, the animals are already exploited and tortured. So, yeah, I would...
But the animals are already exploited and tortured with every meal that you can get.
Not before you buy it. Once you buy it, you're contributing.
I see.
So if a cake is in a store, I wouldn't say buy that and I'll eat it out of your ass. But if there was like somebody was like, hey, this cake's already here.
Okay, so then at any party you could be not vegan. When you come over to our house, we can offer you steak.
You can offer it, but it's still like, you know, you plan.
It would have to
be
on the way into the trash because he doesn't want to keep the food out of somebody else's mouth because that would fill them up and it wouldn't have gone to waste in that way. So it would be have to be like on its way to the trash.
I see. Okay.
Wait, did I catch this right? If I'm eating a hamburger and I only eat half and I'm going to throw it away, you're able to eat it?
I mean, I likely wouldn't just because I'm not sure what meat would do to my system. Right. But ethically, yeah, there's no difference between putting meat in the garbage and meat into a body. Like, I wouldn't say that, hey, this is what I'm going to do because then people are all going to go out and buy meats. And like, I feel like that would be the next step. Yeah. Hey, I just bought this. I took a bite and now it's for you or the garbage. I'm just going to throw away meat.
When's the last time you ate meat?
I don't know, some number of years ago.
Oh, okay.
It happened during the time that I was vegan, like accidentally once or twice, like when people were like, this is... I was actually at a place in Spokane, Washington this weekend, and I was ordering food like at the theater, like gives us a menu, and it's like a sushi place, and there's a thing that says vegan sushi, vegan curry, and then vegetable Napoleon. So I was like, oh, I'll eat the vegan things and see about this. I called up and I was like, is the vegetable Napoleon vegan? And they're like, oh yeah, that's vegan. The only thing that's not vegan of those things is the vegan sushi. And I was like, why did you? And they're like, yeah, there's a sauce on the vegan sushi that's not vegan. I was like, then that should be a different word.
What the hell? So the non-vegan items were vegan?
Just one that said vegetable was vegan, but it wasn't specified to be vegan on the menu, and something that was specified was not. So I was like, you guys are the wrong...
Washington, this is why you're not a successful state. Get it together.
They're just still upset about DC being like the Washington that people care more about.
It is a shame. It is a little of a shame.
It's so much smaller. It's not even it's not even in a state.
But I wonder if you would get sick if you hadn't meat now. It'd be like, you see...
I think you would.
I remember years ago watching Survivor, and they won one of the challenges, and you can, you know, do you want a saltine? Do you want a glass of water? It's like, I'm going for the hamburger. So he wins the hamburger. He's shitting himself the next couple days. He has indigestion. You know, you can't go like that. I wonder if meat's done for you forever. Oh, this is sad to me.
I'm sure that, you know, here's the thing. If at some point they're going to have like fake, you know, like meat that's grown in a lab that I'm totally fine with, where animals aren't hurt.
See, to me, that creeps me out.
Of course, it's happy Halloween. Yeah, I mean, like, they could basically, like, stem cell, you know, get cells from an animal and then grow it into whatever meat product you want. Like, that, they're working on that. I think they're, you know, like, 5 years away or 10 years. I think they have, like, soggy ham right now. Like, they've been able to create in a lab soggy ham that didn't actually harm or kill an animal.
Why would they clone a soggy pig? Why don't they just clone a delicious pig?
They just got donations, and then people were like, here, sorry, we don't need this wet ham with this wet pig anymore.
But this even affects Micah, who's not vegan, but because she's around you, she normally eats vegan. I know, Micah, you're usually eating meat around us, and then you do say that it affects you afterwards.
Yeah, you know, actually, I just went camping this last weekend, and I didn't know there was a vegetarian option available, and they had meat, and I only ate a piece of it, but I did not feel good the next couple days, that's for sure.
Didn't you order a vegan burrito? MJG is saying, get home, and it had chicken, and you ate it anyway.
That is a thing that I think I mentioned on either this show or another show. That one time I had it was delivered. I ordered a vegan burrito. It came. It was a chicken burrito, and I was legitimately alone. It was winter break at school where I was an RA, so all the other students were home. There was nobody else around. Like, I would have given it to somebody that I knew, but there was nobody, and it would have got, it was either in the garbage or into my stomach, and I did not waste it. And I don't think it damaged me too much, so I think I could reintroduce meat into my life. That's what I was saying about once the Franken meats are available.
Tempting.
Oh yeah. Once something, you know, that isn't really truly dead or alive at all. So I'll definitely have like one zombie chicken at a time.
Are you going to be, they're going to have to test this stuff on somebody. Would you test it?
Sure. I think they're already like in testing phase.
Oh, really?
I should look into it.
That's so strange. It's so strange because, like, I don't know, meats to me sounds like it has to be from an animal, and you're making something that, you know, something was alive, and you're just making something that was, I don't know. Well, it's very strange to me.
There are test tube babies, you know, there's like babies in vitro fertilization.
Yeah,
but they
grow up to be something that you could kill and eat.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I wouldn't eat them.
You wouldn't eat a person that was a test tube baby.
No, I would not.
But you would eat a person conceived naturally.
Yes, I would.
Okay, well, I don't think this is a real conversation anymore. But, I mean, legitimately, you know, it's still the real thing. You know, it's just cells that grow into a thing. Like, you know, if a human can be born naturally and be missing their brain, you know, or be missing their nervous system accidentally.
Right.
Or you could, you know, choose to raise somebody, grow somebody Gattaca style with no brain stem, or, you know, you could make it happen via science.
That'd be rude.
Yeah. Well, if you need a clone for, you know, extra kidneys.
Organs.
Yeah. It would be rude, but it's not rude. It'd be like being rude to a wall. You know what I mean? It's not even, there's no consciousness.
But this is why people are against stem cell research, because you're raising like a dead thing.
A soul. They think that there's a soul involved somewhere, and that it's God's job to make souls. And
you can see how religious people would get a little panicky when you start creating people that got, you know, God can't save.
But I can't imagine most of them shouldn't have a problem with the animals, because I think the animals don't have souls and aren't going to heaven anyway. So. Except for birds that can fly up through the clouds, obviously.
Yeah. All dogs go to heaven, dude.
Except for Cerberus, who guards the underworld.
Right. He has three heads, right?
Yep.
Up top.
You could chop two of those off and you still have a dog. And
four heads on bottom.
you remember the guy, Richard Heen? He's the balloon boy's father.
I don't remember him.
What happened a year ago? I'll remind you.
Do you remember the story?
Oh, yeah. I just didn't remember him, and I didn't want to.
It was a year ago where he did the hoax with the balloon, the weather balloon that he said his six-year-old son was trapped inside over Colorado. And, of course, nobody was in the balloon. But we were all into it. I was staring at the TV anyway.
Yeah, well, we thought there was a child in it, but it took a couple $1 million for them to get the balloon down safely, thinking there was a boy inside, and then it turned out to be a hoax.
Whose millions of dollars were those?
The city.
And did he have to pay them back?
There is some sort of payback and some jail time.
But he wasn't close with the money.
No. Wait, what happened when they got it down? Did that guy Heaney was like, "What? Where's my kid?" Like, what was the reaction when it came down empty?
The reaction was the worst acting you've ever seen.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then they even brought their child into it. Like, they said, what was the kid's name? Whatever the kid's name is. How come you weren't answering when we were calling you? Because their thing was he was hiding in the attic and we didn't know or something like that. So the dad or the mom go, why weren't you answering, sweetheart, when we were calling you? And this is on live TV. And the kid goes, because you told me not to.
You told me not to for the show.
Yeah, yeah, for the show.
Oh, my God.
It was really bad.
The kid had a weird name, right? Like Featherhawk or something? It was something like plane or sky or bird related, I think.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Falcon?
Yeah, that could
be it.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
Wee, I win.
Well, he is a new, this guy has a product he's selling. It's called the Bear Scratch. And it's a...
What?
How do you spell bear?
B-E-A-R.
Okay, like a bear.
And it's a, like a pole.
It's a post.
A polar bear?
It's a post.
Okay.
That you attach to the corner of your wall, and you will use it to, and it looks like a piece of wood, and you use it to scratch your back the way a bear does. Because only a bear, you know how people are scratching your back. It's like, no, a little higher, a little low. Well, here you have this yourself. And you're like, oh, I just get all over like I'm an animal.
But they have a back scratcher and trees already.
First of all, back scratchers can easily break. They're flimsy. This is a big piece of, I've never seen a bear with a back scratcher myself, Mike. I don't know what you're going into.
And bears are the most itchy backed animals of nature. Mm-hmm. So,
guys,
so
nobody,
we should trust them.
Nobody sells it like this guy. Are you playing the sales pitch?
Well, actually, before you do that, I wouldn't buy it, anybody, because it's actually not there. There's no actual bear scratcher. The kid said that there was one.
This is Bear Scratch, Richard Heen.
If you itch like a son of a twitch, there's only one thing to do the job.
Hi, I'm inventor Richard Heeney. Ah. If you itch like a son of a twitch, then you need my latest invention, the patent-pending Bear Scratch. Check it out. You never walk out in the woods and see a bear bring off a branch to scratch his back? No, he uses the entire tree. Order it at bearscratch.com. The secret is in this natural textured wood and all these tiny knots. It gives you a deep, deep, penetrating scratch. And, oh, man, this thing feels good. This thing's strong. Oh, God. Now that's a bear scratch! That is a bear scratch! Ah! I'm telling you, man, that's what I'm talking about!
He should get Howard
One
Dean.
Move for
Howard Dean and, you know what? We miss, who was the pitchman for OxyClean?
Billy Mays,
this is the new guy.
This guy makes me so sad.
Yeah, I feel like I was listening to the Mel Gibson tapes. You know, he's like a deep penetrator!
Except he never got to be famous.
You gotta
for
give him credit.
Good.
He really wants to make some money fast. Mm-hmm. Like I
look at me.
You can taste the desperation with your ears.
But you know what it is? I think he will. I think this will sell because people will sell it as a gag. Yeah, they'll buy it as a gag. They'll be like, "Look, you're a bear." There's enough jokes.
Like the Snuggie.
Yeah.
So how big is this thing? Like, where do you? Is it only on TV? You can buy this.
This is an internet site too. I'm a little surprised if this is if this made it as an actual infomercial.
I don't think so. It looks like somebody put a regular camera, video camera on a tripod, and it's videotaped in a corner of a house.
That's where
it really
goes.
Looks like, yeah, it really looks like his house, and then they cut to footage of a bear, you know, scratching his back on a tree that they found, and then it's just him going crazy. There's one shot of his son doing it against the wall.
Who, Falcon?
I think so.
Haven't they abused that kid enough? He's like, meanwhile, he walks away and there's just like blood and skin. He's only got infant skin still.
And then the kid goes, "Daddy, is this for the show?" And then cut. Get your bear scratch!
My favorite part is that he says, "I'm inventor Richard Haynes."
Yeah.
Like, that word.
You know me as inventor Richard Haynes.
Inventor of the stick.
Inventor of the idea that I'm an inventor.
One move for a 36-inch groove! Keep on thatching for a full scratching! Bear scratch is so easy, you just stick, screw, sway, and scratch!
Now you can hear each edit, you know? You can screw, stick. He couldn't say all that in a row.
You keep on wedding for a good scratching, a patching, you keep on hatching, it sounded like. I think he's just making up words when something doesn't rhyme with itch or scratch, like a son of a twitch.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
That he thinks he was an amazing genius for coming out. He's like, I don't want to say bitch because that'll turn off a lot of my potential demographic. So,
but I gotta use something like that.
We're talking about one move for a 36-inch groove. Keep on thatching for a full scratching.
Keep on thatching.
What's thatching mean? What does that
mean? Bear scratch is so easy. You just stick, screw, sway, and scratch. Go ahead, ask someone to scratch your back. It's always the wrong spot.
That's what I was saying, buddy.
Bear scratch, you get the exact scratch where you want it. You can pay $7 for a lightweight back scratcher. I mean, come on, man. Look at this. These bow, bend, and break.
He's taking the back scratcher, one of those wooden ones, and saying it bows, bends, and breaks. He can't bend it at all.
He didn't bend it or break it?
Not in the least.
Bear scratch is 2.5 inches of thick material. You can own your own bear scratch for only $19.99. Imagine paying $7 for that wimpy one or $19 for the heavy-duty one. I'll take the heavy-duty one any day of the week. It cleans up so easy because it's got a thick, hard gel coat.
Cleans
just
up
check
from
out
what?
These super stuff.
Gross.
Yes! It cleans up from all the blood and skin that's stuck to your bear scratcher.
Strong steel bear trap brackets. Can't find your back scratcher, huh? Well, there it is right there. That's bear scratch. Where is it? There it is. Where is it? It's right there. It's right here. Oh, yeah. Bear scratch. You can't lose it. No, I got it. If you order your bear scratch before Thanksgiving, we're going to donate 5% of the profits to the Salvation Army to feed some hungry people. Let's get some turkeys on the table, all right? They were there for us when I needed them. Hey, let's give it back. We're going to give 5% to the Salvation Army to feed...
I was down on my luck. I needed money. And now, let's...
feed some hungry people. Bear scratch is fun for the whole family. It makes a great gift. Let's make this the best deal in the whole world, okay? Bear size my order. How about that? Bear size my order. You get 2 bear scratches for $29.99. That's a real good deal. Now, you can get your
order at
bearscratch.com. That's 1 bear scratch for $19.99, which is a great deal. Or you get 2 bear scratches for $29.99. They're both a great deal.
Richard Haney.
Let's
scratch. Put it in the corner just like a latch. Richard Haney's bear scratch.
Oh my God.
Rhymes.
Honey! I don't need you anymore! I can do it myself!
We're over. I got the back. I love how he's like, put it in the corner, just like a latch. No, latches, his rhyme, they don't have to mean anything. I can't wait. I love how he's selling more than one. I can't wait till there's like one for one person in each family. There's one in every corner, and all 4 family members are standing in a corner of their house looking at each other, like while they scratch their back. Some Thanksgiving is going to be super awkward.
You could never satisfy me.
Honey, I don't need you anymore. I got a dishwasher and a bear scratcher now. Get out.
So anybody who was thinking about donating $20 to the Salvation Army, buy one of these instead and they'll donate $1.
And you get but you also get a bear scratcher.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, only 5% of the profits. So right. We'll probably get 5 cents or so.
Right. Yesterday we were talking about Charlie Sheen being in his hotel and having a little problem. He was he had an allergic reaction to some medicine. Medicine ended up being lines of cocaine. And the hooker he was with ended up calling the police.
The doctor he was with. The pharmacist.
The pharmacist ended up calling the police. Guess things took a bad turn. Yeah, you know, when you take, sometimes you take an aspirin, you take a bottle, you know, a glass of wine.
When you do a line of aspirin.
And you do $7,000 of hotel damage. But he's back at work. Everything's fine. Nobody worry. But I'm looking at this timeline of trouble that Charlie Sheen got into in the past. And let's not forget, in 1990, he had a fiance, Kelly Preston. It's the wife of John Travolta now. He shot her in the leg.
With a gun?
Yeah, no, it was accidental somehow, but
with
I promise...
a bear scratcher.
I will never accidentally shoot my fiance. I promise you.
Wait till they're married.
It's right.
Do it on purpose.
Hey, maybe it's easy for me to say now.
In sickness and in health.
But my God, man. Yeah, so he shot somebody. In 1995, you know, he ended up, he was on Heidi Fleiss's list. Madam list.
Yeah.
That's when you learn they can't keep a secret. He dated some porn actresses in the 1990s. Now, when you're thinking, okay, what's that have to do with each other? I bet you everything wasn't on the up and up. That's what I'm going to bet. In 1997, ex-girlfriend Brittany Ashland claimed he beat her up and threatened to kill her. California cops charged Sheen with misdemeanor battery. He pleaded no contest, got probation.
Well, he's doing better. He didn't shoot her in the leg.
Did he ever do time for anything?
I don't believe so. In 98, he overdosed after injecting cocaine. His dad turned him in for a probation violation. He was ordered into rehab. 2005, his pregnant wife, Denise Richards, filed for divorce, accusing him of abusing drugs and alcohol and threatening her with violence. 2006, now this is a little separate, but Sheen caused a flap by questioning the government's account of the 9/11 attacks, saying the collapse of the World Trade Center looked like controlled demolition. Now, I think that's a little removed from what we're talking about. However, I do want to point out that anybody I've heard talked about 9/11 being an inside job and a controlled demolition happens to be fucking insane.
Well, 3 minutes in, he probably tore up the hotel room looking for a place to scratch his back. I mean, thank God this thing is out now.
Nothing's, he's breaking over a chair trying to...
Where is it? Where is it?
He turns around. Oh, it's right there.
From what I understand about... I don't know if I'm just being a tool of the man and the story that's being told propaganda-wise, but the reason that I think it fell like it did was because it was built to, if it falls, not fall sideways and right. Then land on way more things.
Yeah, I heard that too.
But it's
which makes sense that you'd build a building like that.
It's a shame that that like think of people maybe that are smart and have their stuff together and would like to try to prove a 9/11's inside job, and then you have you know you got you
loud
got
people always ruin it.
Charlie Sheen on your side, you're like, no, Charlie, can you not do another radio interview? Who's the governor? Was the governor of Minnesota? Jesse Ventura. It's like, all right, can you shut up? I kind of had a point.
Well, that's the thing for everything. Like, for the legalization of pot, there's, like, you know, tons of people out there. It's probably the majority of human beings in this country that would be like, yes, pot. I smoke pot, and yeah. It would be great if I could just buy it legally online or wherever. But, like, they're just in their house living their normal, you know, conservative lives, not want it. And then the people are out front like, weed, man! And then people are like, well, look at those guys. We don't want everybody like that. And like, no, everybody's not.
Damn. No, man. It has nothing to do with anything.
It's about the rope! Care about rope.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the same, but you know, I wonder if homosexuals watch the gay pride parade and go, can you stop?
Yes, I know for a fact many of them are embarrassed by what goes on at the gay pride. And yet, strangely, not many Puerto Ricans are embarrassed by their parade.
Puerto Ricans are gay. Is that what we're saying?
But yeah, I mean, if all the straight people in general are going to see or understand what the homosexual lifestyles is, it's from things like the parade. And you watch the parade, and you have blowjobs in the street from a drag queen. You're like, okay, no, I think something's okay. Well, no, you can't get married because the whole thing is fucking skeeving me. I don't even know what's going on there.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of hypocrisy in the people who don't like gay people. They were like, originally, you can't settle down. You're just going to be promiscuous and this and that. And then when the gay people, they're just still not listening to everything, even when they're like, studies show that gay couples are raising kids that are fine. And they want to actually settle down and just have a conservative family like you wanted them to, like you were saying they couldn't and wouldn't before. Like in New York a couple years ago, they didn't let gay marriage be a thing. The reason that the court gave was because they're like, straight people need marriage because straight marriages often fail. Gay couples actually stay together on their own just fine. So if they adopt kids, their families are already okay. So marriage is really like a tool that we need as straight people. And we're like, what? Why did...
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what...
Because it's about rights. And like, it's like, but we're still going to deny them their rights even though they've earned it. Like, it just doesn't make sense to have that argument.
Well, I'm just saying, slow down on the parade. Instead of enjoying one day that's yours, maybe you could someday soon enjoy 365 days that's yours. I don't think that's selling out. In December 2009, of course, Charlie Sheen was arrested on charges of domestic violence, assault, menacing after attacking his third wife, Brooke Mueller, on Christmas. He pleaded guilty in August and was sentenced to 30 days in rehab. So no jail time. He's always getting rehab. 30 days of probation, 36 hours of anger management.
36 hours of anger management will cure that?
What? It'll cure it for 36 hours, maybe.
Right. Now it's been a few years now.
It won't cure it. It'll just manage it, you know, like AIDS.
T.I.'s in prison or just got sentenced again.
Texas Instruments?
No, the rapper.
Oh.
He had to report.
That is the nerdiest mistake of all mistakes.
What does T.I. stand for?
Texas Instruments.
Yeah, of course.
But it's a rapper. You're thinking the company. U.S. Marshal Beverly Harvard ordered T.I., whose real name is Clifford Harris Jr., so it stands for Clifford Harris.
It's not the right letters.
Back to the Forest City low-security prison, where he served parts of an earlier 10-month stint on federal weapons charges. You know, you get 10 months, you just do parts of it.
Which parts? Like the first month and the last month?
The easy parts.
Yeah.
The parts where it's like, it's just another day.
Lunch. I'm coming in for lunch.
A federal judge in Atlanta sentenced the rapper this month to serve an additional 11 months in prison for breaking his federal probation after he was arrested September 1st in L.A. on drug charges. So I don't know that helping that guy out, stopping that guy from committing suicide really helped him. Have you heard this? There's a...
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly. I think it's bullshit. I think it's all a plan. Somebody was going to jump off a building. T.I. supposedly hears about it on the radio or over the police scanner. And so he goes over and asks the police, you know, can I help talk this guy down?
Because I'm T.I.
I'm T.I. And I'm extremely famous. And the cops go, yeah, I guess so. You can talk through this megaphone.
That sounds ridiculous.
Gets the guy to come down and says, you know, you come down. I'll let you spend some time with me. We'll talk. Life's good to have.
How much would it suck, right? Okay, the police is involved in this. So that means they're responsible for this guy's life right now. How much would it suck if that guy was not a T.I. fan? In fact, he was like, your lyrics are what's, you know, ruining this world. And I'm jumping just because of that. How do you report... Well, we were out of ideas and T.I. was there, so I passed the mic to him. You know, I mean...
T.I. said we could get backstage passes, so we're like, here's the megaphone.
What if it went the wrong way?
Right.
But Keith's theory was bullshit. T.I. knew.
Set this
and
up?
It was a whole setup.
T.I. set it up, and then at the court hearing, the guy that was supposedly about to kill himself showed up and spoke on T.I.'s behalf.
And I would have killed myself had it not been for this guy, you know.
God, I wish I had set something like that up. That's
he was
brilliant.
Like, I totally would have killed myself. Is that right, T.I., for the show?
Yes.
Man, but yeah, you're right. Like, what if it's a guy up there and he's like, I'm doing everything I can. I'm not catching a break. Nobody knows my name. And T.I.'s there. It gets better, Doc. Fuck you.
Yeah.
T.I.'s listening to the police scanner for good... beats to loop.
Yeah, just start rhyming different words like a child. You'll be okay. Fuck you. Yeah, I picture T.I. going all over town. Oh, here's another one. You need help with this one?
Yeah.
He goes to another place. You need help here? What?
Yeah, he's never helped out on anything but this one thing where he successfully gets a jumper.
Right.
Well, he saw Ice-T on Law & Order, and he's like, look, we can do some good.
Well, we pictured him going to a house and just be like, oh, you have a jumper here? Like, no. Let's just hang out for a while. Oh, look, there we go. Hey, buddy, come on down. Okay, T.I. Only for you, though. You're the best.
I wouldn't even know what T.I. looked like.
You have a clue.
He'd go, yo, I'm T.I., and you go, oh, shit.
He's dressed like a big calculator. I get it. Yeah.
Conan O'Brien is saying NBC isn't going to let him take his clever bits. You know, you do something on NBC, it's NBC's now. Masturbating Bear is NBC's now.
They're not going to do anything with that.
He's saying Conan said, right, 2020 is going to use it. Conan saying, I don't care. I don't care what I signed. I'm still going to use these bits.
Ooh, dangerous.
Wow.
Why would he do that?
It's very important. Well, the bear masturbates. It's very clever. If there's something we did for a long time that we've established as ours, we'll figure out a way to use it, he says. I won't be denied my masturbating bear, for example.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. In fact, he says, what I really want to do is be sued over the bear and then appear in court with a masturbating bear and say, Your Honor, this bear can't help himself. the interview was in Rolling Stone. Ozzy Osbourne is in Rolling Stone. He's doing a health columnist. He's going to be in every month.
No.
Yeah. Health columnist.
It turns out that drinking bottles of other people's saliva is the fountain of youth.
And eating a bat. Ugh. I mean, does he know? Does everybody know? Does the magazine know that we've watched him eat burritos and
bats?
Yeah.
But I mean, he's still alive. I would take his advice. Like, you know,
how
like
to dodge death.
Yeah. It's like, I have done everything wrong. Everything that you think would be too disgusting to ever do. I've done that twice. And here I am.
And the way to do it is to take my DNA and infuse it into your own.
His first outing as the magazine's agony aunt of health, sex, and family matters offers such gems of wisdom as this one on how to discuss the dangers of drugs with your kids. He says, the only time I ever talked to my kids about drugs, it was to ask, can you get me some? Oh, my goodness. Dr. Ozzy.
Oh, my God.
Why does he need help getting drugs? He's Ozzy Osbourne. Is he that out of touch that he has to go to... People won't sell me. I'm too old. Like, no, he's Ozzy. He's not too old.
Dr. Ozzy, very good point, Micah.
Thank you.
Dr. Ozzy also...
Dr. Ozzy.
...has kind words for Adam from Brooklyn, who complains his girlfriend is too tired for sex. As I've always said to Sharon, there are 24 hours in a day, so it shouldn't be hard to make sure you spend at least one of them together. Go on a date, have a dinner together, or put on a wig and a false beard, check into a bed and breakfast, and fuck the shit out of each other like you're having an affair. Maybe she just wants more excitement in her life.
Well, go. Ozzy.
There's Dr. Ozzy. I'd love to see what it looks like when he rates down his ideas.
He was probably just wearing a fake beard at the time. He's just like, what am I wearing? Fake beard? There you go. Fake beard's the answer to your sex
problem.
Some
writer answered an ad about writing called What Would Ozzy Say? And that was your test, and now you're writing as if you're Ozzy.
Probably right.
I think Ozzy had an affair once, was caught, and he goes, I thought it was you in a wig, keeping things spicy.
I thought it was you in a fake beard.
There's supposedly they're working on a gel that women put on as a substitute for the pill so that they don't get pregnant.
Where do they put the gel?
You can put it anywhere almost. A daily dab of a new gel may be a side effect free alternative to the pill for the 10 million American women who now use oral contraceptives. 10 million.
Wait, really? Side effect free?
Rubbing as little as, well, you'd lose a baby. Rubbing as
side
little.
Side effects free because it doesn't work.
Rubbing as little as 3 milligrams of the gel on the abdomen, thighs, arms, or even shoulders releases ovulation-preventing hormones that are quickly absorbed, researchers told the American Society for Reproductive Medicine meeting in December. If you put this on your shoulder, for
even
example...
Even shoulders.
Yeah. Right. If you put this on your shoulder or your abdomen, kind of just took her pill, am I right or wrong?
Yeah, that reminded me to take my pill.
That was like a trigger. Mm-hmm. It was like watching somebody shoot up and she's like, I gotta shoot up.
Is Lauren a man now? Is it,
Always has been. You guys just don't know things.
I am so potent. Just being across the desks.
Yeah, most people's sperm lives for 2 days. Keith lives for 2 years.
It stays in there. It waits until you're not paying attention. Right.
This is to regulate my period. I don't want any.
None of the 18 women tested with the gel in a trial became pregnant, and none reported side effects often associated with the pill, such as headaches and weight gain. What I was going to say. If you put it, if you put it on your shoulders or on your abdomen, I wouldn't touch that part during sex, right? I'd feel like, and we don't have to sweat so much either. You know, I don't know. I like the idea of a pill. It's inside you.
Also, they tried the patch. I was a little nervous about that. And then it turns out you have to be skinny in order for the patch to penetrate, you know?
Really?
And,
The fat, otherwise it just gets absorbed in the fat and stays there?
I guess so. But, you don't hear about the patch much anymore. I don't think that it worked. It took me years to be okay with taking a pill that has been okay for, years and years.
50 years or so.
Yeah, and I was like, and I even asked my doctor, I was like, come on, how reliable is this? Is this going to fuck me up? And she looked at me like I was crazy, like this has been around for a while, but a gel. Back is saying, Sean from Calgary, fuck it, use it as gel, use the gel as lube, which might be the only way I would trust it, but...
Yeah, stick the gel all over your dick right before you fuck.
Then no babies will come out of your dick.
I'd bathe the girl in a bathtub full of gel.
Yeah, they should have gel parties instead of foam parties. Just put a little minoxidil in those foam parties. Nobody wants kids that were conceived in a foam party. Let's all be clear about that.
What is a foam party?
Oh, it's a... I don't know if they're still in vogue, but it was like the raves, but they used to spray this disgusting foam, and you dance, and it'd be like wet and foamy, and I can't imagine being in like a virus pit like that, but
sometimes in clubs that have several rooms, one room will be full of foam. It's just bubbles.
It's supposed to be like sexy and like wet, I guess. And if you're on E, maybe it feels good or is amusing.
It represents the wetness of a vagina.
You know, foamy.
You know, like hey,
like
it's
a
like
rabid
we're,
vagina.
We're partying, yeah, in a vagina that was bitten by a dog.
Mike's been to several foam parties, as evidenced by his description.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Authorities also said that unlike the pill, the gel, which could be on the market in 5 years, doesn't interfere with the woman's milk supply, so it's suitable for mothers who are nursing. Mm. It's an early stage development, but if we move on, we will test it on many, many more women. Maybe your man's testing the new fake steaks. You could be testing this gel.
If you're nursing, you can get pregnant still. Shouldn't the hormones be like, we're full for now?
I think you can nurse for quite some time.
Yeah, you can nurse for like a year.
You
and
can
get
nurse
pregnant
for more than that. Mm.
Yeah, you got to tag it and bag it, I guess, if you don't want to get pregnant.
You're not supposed to have sex something like 6 weeks after you have the baby. But then afterwards, I think you're good to go.
Mm.
You hear that?
But most people wait 18 years.
Yeah, have a baby 18 years apart. That's the standard.
Dark Bulb is asking, is Keith going to ask Micah about badmouthing his girlfriend on her radio show with Danny LaBelle?
Badmouthing
who? You badmouth. Who?
Oh. Did I badmouth the girl?
You,
Kat?
You, you did say she's a groupie, and if you didn't say it, you definitely alluded that she's a whore.
I don't think I, how did I allude that she's a whore by having sex with two people?
That's what I'm asking.
For money.
What did I say? What did I say exactly?
No, I think that she alluded, I think that she definitely said groupie, but I think that Danny was alluding that she's a whore, that she'd just sleep with any, any radio personality.
I mean, groupie is not a is it a loaded term? Like, if you like the group or the thing, then...
I think that's not fair.
Is a groupie a loaded term? If somebody says that person's a groupie, it's a compliment.
If they say it about themselves, they're like, I'm a groupie. I've heard people say that all the time.
Sure. If you say the N-word about yourself, that's fine.
I can't speak to that. But I mean, I do think like. You guys are on the same radio show. That's how she knew of you both. And you are across seas. And so it does suggest that part of the appeal is the affiliation with the show. I don't think I'm entirely wrong to suggest that maybe she is a groupie.
Okay.
Like, I'm not... I mean, a groupie, though, usually would screw anybody who's been on the show or involved in it. She hasn't done that. You guys, both relationships seem to be, like, you know, monogamous and serious. However... Do you deny the fact that maybe the attraction to both you and Ray had something to do with the fact that she heard you on the radio and thought you guys were funny on the show?
Or are you and Ray both gorgeous?
We are gorgeous. We do got something going on. I and then after, like, she says that, it did, like, when you're saying Danny calling her a whore, I guess it was Danny that kept going on about now she's into people on the radio. She's into me now. Then Fatso starts going on that,
yeah.
That he's dating her or something.
Like it's fact. Like right. Like Kat's into Danny.
Right.
Is Kat into Danny?
No, no one's into
Danny. He has a girlfriend, but I can't imagine him saying...
Of course he does. Of course he does.
I know her. I see her all the time.
I've met her, and I still don't believe it. But continue.
Really?
Yes. There's something wrong with her.
You think it's another bit?
Of course. But... Of course there's something wrong with her. I like her a lot, actually, but, you know.
She's cool. But you're saying you think that he's hired her to play this part?
No,
for,
I'm saying that there's something wrong with her, and they're dating some kind of weird imagination of what the other person is, because no.
Well, you could kind of say that most relationships are built on idealistic...
Nope, I especially say it for this, and I stand by that. Nope. No, I think you guys are together. You, Micah and Mike are together. And it's a,
fooled you!
Okay.
A giving relationship, but I don't believe any relationship with Danny LaBelle.
Well, look, some people just see what's on the inside, and...
I've seen Danny's insides. Still no.
She loves food.
I mean, I think it might even be a similar thing. She heard Danny on the radio and thought he was very funny, and so that can account for the attraction there. Like, you know, or maybe she's a fat fetishist, or I don't know, whatever. Probably not, though. I don't think that's the case.
A fetishist.
What was strange about the cat thing is that you met her and seemed to get along. And then you're on the radio really bad-mouthing.
I don't think that was really bad-mouthing her. I just... statement of the facts. Do you think that that's bad... What particularly bothers you about what I said?
I just remember it being very strange. I heard it twice. I remember it being very strange. It was a while ago. I don't remember or honestly even care to debate. I just found it very strange.
Okay. I mean, I don't specifically remember what I said either, so I can't...
Neutral mouthing.
I can't really defend it, but I like Kat. I do. When I met her, I did like her. I think she's a very nice girl. I don't think I ever suggested anything to say that she wasn't a nice girl.
If Yoko Ono had went on to date Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, it would have been weird.
Yeah, it's just, I think there's obviously a connection there between you and Ray.
You're the Beatles,
regard.
You're the Beatles.
Me and Ray?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. All right.
Chemda is George Harrison.
Why am I being insulted?
You know, I think, you know what I think bothered me most about the whole thing?
Yes.
Is that Ray gets nervous and just says things sometimes, and for no reason, he said, oh, Danny, Kat's a big fan of yours.
Ugh.
She despises that fat fuck. And it was, and just for a second, I'm like, oh, I hope Danny doesn't think that anybody likes him. That was probably the biggest
so
thing.
So why do you think Ray said that then?
Oh, he's just nervous. Oh, you think I misunderstood? No,
I agree with that. I think, obviously, whatever, this stuff was brought up to make Ray feel uncomfortable, and it was successful.
Well, that's
it was
what the show
success.
Does.
Yeah,
you just attack people, right?
Yeah,
you
and
agree.
He kept saying he doesn't
disagree?
Care.
I don't think,
it.
You know, sometimes we do that.
You do it all the time. Pick
but
any
you guys
random...
are equally to blame for that kind of thing. And don't, Hemda is giving me the nod of agreement.
I think we push people's buttons also. Here's what I think Micah meant, and I'm so trying not to get in the middle of it, but I like you both. And I believe, you know, Kat and Keith have a very nice relationship going on, it seems. You know, we're not seeing it, so I think it's like looping in people's minds as, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? You know?
One second. It really upsets Mike. It's like, I heard this clip, and it was a while ago, and I've long since deleted it. But she's really upset about this relationship. Like
I'm upset.
Something's going on. We're like... Why won't people just admit this is crazy and something is going on?
That is true.
Because I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's pretty natural to like someone after hearing them on a radio show or whatever. And you guys, I'm sure, have a great relationship. It's been going on for a while. If it wasn't great, it wouldn't still be going on. But to not accept that it's, you know... It did come from the radio show to be like, I don't see anything strange about it at all, is strange to me. Well, that's what's strange.
Well, nobody said nothing strange. I understand it's strange that she lives in another country, and I'm not seeing anybody else. But this has your brain exploding.
It doesn't, though. I don't think it has my brain exploding.
It's blowing her mind. Yeah. It's blowing her. This is what I think. Okay. That it's blowing your mind that no one is confronting Keith either on the show or in person. That like, hey, you're dating a fan or a person who you started a relationship by her being a fan, and she flew overseas to come to our shows.
But what are you talking about? Of course, people are.
Micah, I guess they're not. Is that right?
I asked if anyone had brought it up, and everyone was like, no. And other people, after the first time I did confront you guys about it, brought it up, people wrote to me and were like, thank you for bringing that up. We were wondering what's going on and why nobody was bringing it up. So from that angle, it appeared that no one had brought it up and people were tiptoeing around the issue. So my issue is not that you're dating Kat. She seems like a great girl. And I mean, you're not a stupid guy. You're not going to just be like, you know, duped in any kind of a way. She obviously really likes you and you like her. My issue is the tiptoeing.
All right.
Micah doesn't like when people tiptoe. Except then, like, when I walk up the stairs to our apartment, she doesn't like when it's too loud either, so...
No, that's not...
No, I mean, to be honest...
She wants the footsteps to be just the right level.
People bring it up to me and not to Keith, and I'm like, if you want to know about Keith's relationship, you should ask Keith. And I don't know if the same thing is happening, you know, with my relationship because suddenly I'm dating a girl. Do you know what I mean?
What is up with come to dating a girl? Why won't anyone ask her about it?
Can people acknowledge that if she was so in love with a guy, she can now be into a girl? This is crazy! Just please admit it's crazy.
But I would definitely be okay with the questions coming in. I understand that it's strange. I think if you told me in the future I would be exclusively dating a girl, I would say probably not. You know, I don't think so. That's just not. So I would, you know, accept the questioning. And maybe some people think like, oh, it's just because, you know, I had a recent breakup or whatever. And I'm just kind of, you know, trying to go with the exact opposite of whatever. I'm fine with all these comments. It's just, it is strange.
The exact opposite of a penis, which is an inverted penis.
Exactly. So, I don't know. There are questions.
Brewmaster is saying, it sounds like Micah is finally coming to terms with the fact that she missed her window to snag the great Keith Mallon. Mary agrees with you. I agree with Micah. Keith denying that what she said held any credence, us just disingenuous. So that person's on your side.
What was that?
I don't know.
There weren't us, all the words.
This person who can't put a sentence together is with me, and that's all the validation I need. My case is closed.
Oh, here's something you just reminded me. I got a Facebook wall posting today. I have a joke about how pot is not really a gateway drug to heroin and like my sort of, you know, mathematical proof of it. And this, I think it's like a high school student wrote on my Facebook wall, like, we had an assembly the other day and they told us how pot was a gateway drug. And I told them your joke and they were speechless.
Ooh.
So I'm fixing the education system.
Wow, that's very nice.
For the legalization of drugs.
Well, to go back really quick, I think...
My joke has the phrase... let me just say, my joke has the phrase case closed in it, and that is why I was reminded of it.
Okay, thank
also,
you.
Also, I wasn't talking a lot, and I wanted
You're just
to.
Trying to get everybody to get to go to your Facebook and figure things out.
Oh, yeah, on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Mike Kaplan, and Mike is spelled the weird way that you know.
I think it would seemingly be weird for us to date a fan, but I also think that people should recognize that we've made some very, very good friends from people who initially started as fans that I really would consider friends, you know, that I would, that maybe if I wasn't dating someone, you know, I might have done the same thing because you can get close to somebody even though they've, you know, sure. been on the fan side.
Well, I have more friends that I've met by doing Keith and the Girl than friends that I did not. I don't find that strange. You meet more friend. This is my job. This is where I work, and that's how you meet people sometimes.
All a friend is like, a friendship is just a mutual fanship. You know, like, if you're a fan of somebody else and they're a fan of yours, like, you're friends.
So quit shitting on us, Micah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's negative. I'm saying it's curious, but I couldn't, like, pinpoint, like, this is what's, it is curious. It is a strange phenomenon that occurred, but not a negative one.
It's like the case of Benjamin Button. It's not bad. It's curious.
All right, you're back on the wedding, Micah. We weren't sure for a while.
On the wagon?
Wedding.
Wedding.
Oh, are you guys getting married?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I'm not telling you. You yap your mouth too much.
Come on. I got to go. That part is going to be crazy. There are going to be so many fans I can fuck.
Let me mention the websites, MicahFox.com. You go there, you see what she's up to. You can go to MikeKaplan.com, see what she's up to also.
Wait a minute. You did a thing. And I actually just remembered something that is happening on in the future that you can watch the TV and see me on November 8th. I found out I'm going to be on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
Oh, great. Yay.
Congratulations.
I taped it already, so it exists, and it might move if the guest goes on for too long. But right now it's scheduled for November 8th on CBS. So
you already taped it, but it might move if the guest goes on too long?
They don't tape all of the show at once. Like, they'll tape for bands and comedians. Like, I went out a couple weeks ago and taped it. So they taped my segment.
Are you in the studio?
They tape a show for an hour. Like, they had, like, the guest, he did his monologue. It was Columbus Day. He did his Columbus Day monologue. He talked about it. Then he brought out John Malkovich. They talked as an interview. They did a sketch. That episode all aired that night. Then after, he was like, good night, everybody. Then the warm-up guy came out and said, and now we're going to have a comedian who's not going to be on the show tonight, but he's going to be on in the future. And so that studio audience, we saw me, and it'll get slapped onto the end of a show on November 8th.
Do you get why? I don't get why.
One reason why it could be is that this way nobody actually gets bumped. You know, like, if you were booked to be a comedian on a show and the guest does go long, then they're like, oh, here, we have to pay you for coming in today. Come back another time and we'll actually have you on the show.
Would you have been bumped if the show was live?
They tape a lot of things, right. Not at the same time. So the taping of the show that takes an hour was only about a half hour. But the comedian that was supposed to air that night did get bumped because they said the interview with John Malkovich went longer.
Yeah, there was a sketch, too, that I had planned to do that did not go on. So he would have gotten bumped. Yeah.
If I was supposed to go on that day. So this way, nobody gets actually bumped. It seems like you do. They're like, we had to send this guy home, but that guy wasn't actually there.
Huh.
That's good.
They pretend, a little inside. I think that's the only show that does it like that.
And that's good scheduling.
And when do we see this?
November 8th.
November
8th, unless you get bumped.
I think you'll see a picture of my face if I get bumped. I think that's what they do. They'd be like, Mike Kaplan had to go home today. We didn't see him, but we'll see him another time.
Really? So that's almost better.
Kind of.
Yeah, because then you get
double.
Double FaceTime, yeah. Well, that's Mike Kaplan, MYQKaplan.com, and Micah Fox, MYKA fox.com.
And I bet your performance is going to be good because you already did it and you're talking about it.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't tell you otherwise. Nobody watched CBS on the 8th, everybody. Nobody, everybody.
Let me mention this. Today's show, of course, brought to you by Cam's Amazing Cancer Blog. You can follow Keith and the Girl Listener's Journey with Leukemia. Find out how you can save someone's life by becoming a bone marrow donor. Find more information at camsmith78.wordpress.com.
Donor?
I didn't even know her. You have a skill, my friend. Fifth place, you have a skill. I don't get it. The thing was rigged. That's it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
So how do you become such a nice guy there, Ray? How does it happen? How do you not get angry at everyone and angry at the world?
Yeah. Oh, with the Italian blood, how do you not want to murder people on a daily basis?
Every day. Every day.
You have every good bone in your body. Like, you're just like a genuinely nice... You're in New York. How do you not hate everyone? Didn't you have a girlfriend from Scotland?
I did.
She was pretty cute, too.
She's dating... Okay, we're getting into territory that... whatever. Keith from Keith and the Girl took Ray's girlfriend.
What?
Oh.
Okay, in fairness, he didn't take her, as far as I know. They broke up, but she's a fan of Keith and the Girl Radio. That's how she met Ray, from Keith and the Girl. And then they broke up, and now she's dating Keith. It's still like another long distance. This girl is the biggest fan groupie, and she's a nice girl. I've met her. She's very cool. But from overseas, she's landed.
I met her. That's why I brought her up. I met her with you at the comic strip.
Yeah, she's a big fan of yours, too.
Know who's next.
I have a girlfriend who I met through a radio show that
already.
No one listens to. through this show.
Wait, so this is a long distance thing, you said? She lives in Scotland?
Scotland, Glasgow, yeah.
So how often Keith is she out here?
Does Keith go out there now?
I don't know.
He doesn't leave his house. How's he?
I don't know what to.
He doesn't even do short distance.
Yeah,
he did not steal her. We were broken up for.
Why'd you guys break up?
Yeah, good question.
Because of the distance.
Yeah, because
she lives in Scotland. Oh.
And now she's dating Keith, who's this exact same distance.
That's
probably. Right. Well,
Mike is more upset about this than.
I'm not upset. I'm only upset that other people don't acknowledge the strangeness.
Honestly,
of
this just really says something about the radio industry in Scotland. I mean, how bad could it be that she's got a...
My friend is a huge American, DJ in Glasgow, too. My friend Des Clark is like the number one DJ in Scotland.
Why isn't she sleeping with Scottish DJs? Going after Keith and the Girl and us,
or whatever, if she's a fan of this. Listen, are you upset about this?
No, or? I'm really not upset at all. No, I like Keith a lot, and she's still cool.
Is there a feeling of like, look, I either have to burn my bridges with Keith and then I can't do their show anymore, or I just let go of this long distance relationship?
No,
find someone in Australia to move on to. Or...
No, I really am not. In fact, before Keith asked her out, he asked me if it was cool, and I was like,
"Yeah, wonder how he asked." He's like, "Dude, I'm taking her."
No, he asked me, and I was like, "Sure, it's fine." And then I emailed him, and I was like, "You know, something says I should be upset, but I'm really not. I really don't care."
Something says the emotional part that I'm bearing deep inside me says I should be upset, but my brain is saying no.
You know, no, I really like you, Ray. Man, I'm sorry that Keith stole your girlfriend. You know, I hope that we have listeners in Scotland. So if any of them are cute girls out there and you'd like to take her place, I highly recommend Ray. And you know what? Despite the fact that I feel that Keith has treated me like a piece of crap every time I've done their show.
He has.
I actually like him and I sympathize with him on some level as a human being.
He's not human.
And,
you sympathize with him? Why do you sympathize with him?
Because he and I both are kind of beat down by the world. You know,
how's he beat down?
He's way more successful than you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but he feels it. He feels beat down by the world. That's why he doesn't leave his house much. You know,
he's an angry, cranky guy.
You know
what
I can relate to that.
No, Danny, his whole bit is, oh, I'm an angry guy. He wants the whole world to be like, dude, I'm too angry and I got good reason. You know,
off angry to me at all, actually.
Yeah, he doesn't come off angry.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I don't know what I'm relating with.
He comes off quite opinionated, but not angry.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't see any anger there.
My point is, I shouldn't like him, but I like the guy. So, that said, I still think Ray's a way better guy. So, if a girl's out there and it comes down between Keith... Well, Ray has hair. That's a selling point to women.
If you have a long-distance relationship, you don't really have a relationship.
I shouldn't have made a bald... joke there. That was wrong of me. I'm sorry to bald people. You know, I am. You should date bald people.
Yeah, whatever. Bald people can fend for themselves, Danny. You're fat. You don't have to worry about another group of people.
My point is that I want to help Ray. If I can get you your next girlfriend, like they got you your last one, I'd feel good about myself.
I'm actually,
way, you know?
There's a girl that I'm smitten. Can I say that?
You can say smitten.
Ooh, that is quite a word.
Can I say the F word?
You're smitten with this girl?
Yeah.
You're smitten her, huh?
Yeah, I will not. Yeah, there's a girl that I'm really into that I got to hang out with last night, which was really cool, so... Yeah, I'm going to be all right.
And tell us about it.
We weren't hanging out last night, Ray.
What's
that? Ooh. Yeah. KeithandTheGirl.com.